This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Afghans went to the polls in elections on Saturday and met with delays, widespread communication failures, and even some militant attacks. But as Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, voters said democracy far outweighed the risks.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. As a result, a low overall turnout is expected. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy Abdullah Abdullah. Preliminary results won't be released until at least mid-October.
Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Syria says it's reserving the right to take action if the United States and Turkey do not withdraw foreign forces from its territory. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the Northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Hong Kong police sprayed water cannon and pepper spray to disperse protesters gathered outside the Legislative Council building in the Admiralty area Saturday night. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has more.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Protesters also shone lasers at a helicopter overhead as the demonstrations, which started out peaceful early Saturday, then turned violent. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests, which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days.
Emma McCarthy of Reuters. Zimbabwe's former president Robert Mugabe was buried Saturday at a low-key event in his rural village. As Columbus Mavunga reports, that site was chosen after the former leader's family refused to have him buried at a national shrine in Harare because he had been ridiculed.
A Roman Catholic Mass was held Saturday afternoon at the home of former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe, about 100 kilometers southwest of Harare, before his burial. Only family members were allowed to witness the actual burial, which took place at his home just before sunset. Mugabe died in Singapore after a long illness, which his successor, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, later said was cancer. After his nearly 40 years in power, Mugabe was ousted by the army in 2017 and replaced by his ally of over 50 years, President Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Zimba, Zimbabwe.
A British-flagged oil tanker seized by Iran 2 months ago has been seen outside Dubai's Port Rashid, AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The tanker's Swedish-based owner, Stena Bulk, says the crew will disembark in Dubai for medical checks and to spend some time with their families. Britain responded to Iran's release of the ship by accusing Tehran of trying to disrupt freedom of navigation. The ship's seizure came after British authorities in Gibraltar seized an Iranian oil supertanker on suspicion it was breaking EU sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Gibraltar later released the tanker after Iran promised it would not go to Syria, but the ship later sat off the Syrian coast, angering Britain. I'm Sarah Bassett.
And Bloomberg reports that the United States does not currently plan to delist Chinese companies on U.S. stock exchanges. Reuters had reported Friday the Trump administration was considering delisting Chinese companies. That sent stock prices lower on Wall Street. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
O-A-V. VOA1.